You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is being called a blockbuster acquisition. Ann Arbor-based Duo Security is set to be purchased by the IT giant Cisco Systems for $2.35 billion, only 9 months after being valued at half that amount. Duo Security began as a venture capital-backed startup, and it offers customers cloud-based computer security. Its clients include the likes of Facebook, Etsy, Yelp, and Zillow. Let's talk about what this enormous deal means for the Michigan economy. Lauren Bigelow is CEO of Growth Capital Network, a lecturer in finance at the Ross School of Business, and she's been involved in Michigan's startup scene for years. Lauren, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's talk about just how big of a deal this is, not in terms of money, because my goodness, $2 billion is big, but more in terms of just what this means for Michigan's economy and the Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan region.
Well, you know, just to start off with, the payout for employees is going to create 50 plus millionaires in the local area. And it's going to be a benchmark for Ann Arbor and for Southeastern Michigan for other investors who are looking across the Midwest for good deal flow. So Doug Song, the CEO and co-founder of Duo Security, has been a vocal advocate of Michigan, of University of Michigan, of the Ann Arbor ecosystem for years, talking about not only the talent that are here, but the way that the ecosystem works and how that is beneficial for early stage startup companies in tech, in healthcare. And so he's out there as a real advocate for us. And in doing that, he puts Michigan on the map for investors. So I think that's a real boom for us that most people wouldn't actually realize. But, you know, those 50 plus brand new minted millionaires who are just out of the Duo staff, I mean, you know, they'll buy houses and cars. But our hope is that they're going to create their own companies.
And do it again. Now, you use the term, Lauren, deal flow, which leads me to the point that I think a lot of people don't understand just how venture capital and the quote-unquote startup ecosystem works. So walk us through how this acquisition illustrates how such a startup ecosystem can work.
Well, there's actually two sides of the startup ecosystem. So there's the company side where a founder takes a great idea and they decide to start a company. When they decide to launch the company, they're typically going out for capital. They go to friends and family. They will go to local capital sources. We've got the First Step Fund out of Detroit. Ann Arbor Spark has got grants and loans. So there's different pots of capital across for $10,000, $20,000, $50,000.
So you piece together your patchwork quilt.
You definitely piece together your patchwork quilt. And fundraising is really hard. Asking other people for money is very difficult. Once you get that initial round, you typically create your prototype, the widget or the technology that you're going to do, and then you take it from there and you go shop it out to a larger group of venture capital.
Which may or may not be in Michigan, right?
Which may or may not be in Michigan. And that's a really tough sell. And you know, one of the great things about the Duo deal is that Doug was such an ardent advocate for Michigan. And I know from some of the investors that were in the deal that he was offered better terms to move the company to California.
What role did efforts and leadership from state government play in creating the environment in Michigan for a company like Duo to take root, grow, and thrive? And I'm thinking in particular, Governor Snyder was a big startup investor before he got into politics, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which took a lot of heat for, quote, picking winners and losers and, quote, wasting taxpayer dollars on failing startups. But I mean, Duo's executives could have picked up at any point and done what you've seen happen, pick up and gone to Silicon Valley, gone to Boston or somewhere where there's more talent and more investors.
Definitely. So from a state side, they fund different parts of the ecosystem. So the incubators and accelerators on the ground that help take these nascent ideas, provide mentorship, linkages in the networking, educational opportunities, things like Oakland's Automation Alley, Detroit's Tech Town, you know, Grand Rapids has a number of incubators. There are a number of different nodes that the state has supported through MEDC. And so those are the educational pieces for the entrepreneur. On the flip side, in past years, the MEDC has supported the investment community. Venture capital firms have been very successful with the money. One in particular, Arboretum Ventures, started with $6 million about 15 years ago, and right now they have $500 million of assets under management here. And so they're putting jobs, capital, and technology into our ecosystem in Michigan.
And that was something that you, as you say, was in the early 2000s. Is the MEDC able to help companies the same way today? There's been some changes.
There's been some significant changes.
Such as?
The legislature doesn't seem comfortable with money going into venture firms or private equity firms. And so they've scaled that back considerably.
When you think of this acquisition, what message does Duo Securities' success send to investors and entrepreneurs and technologists and really big-time talent on the coasts about Michigan?
That you can create a unicorn here. You can have a great life. Our cost of living is considerably lower. You don't have to have a Boston, Silicon Valley life. You can have a neighborhood. You can be engaged in your community. You can be a visible leader in a tech ecosystem very easily here in Michigan as compared to the coasts.
And what message does the Duo story send to investors and political and business leaders right here in Michigan?
Well, for private investors, I think it sends a message, particularly to the folks that are on the fence about, you know, where they're going to put their capital, that these are all high-risk investments. That said, there's great talent in Michigan in your backyard, and you can get engaged in these companies. You know, if you're a business leader, you can mentor these companies, these MBAs and the engineering students coming out of Michigan, Michigan State, who have these brilliant ideas. You can be part of this ecosystem quite easily. For the folks on the legislative side and the policy side, having consistent policy around the investment community will only produce positive results. It will signal to institutional investors that Michigan is a safe place to put their dollars. It will bring more capital into our state. The more capital we have in the state, the more companies like Duo stay here, the more we're able to build companies. And so there's this entire positive loop that becomes from it. I mean, the mentors that are going to be coming out of Duo, the spin-ups, I mean, we've already got one. There's going to be multiples of these. For the policymakers, it's so much easier to let the flow of this capital into the ecosystem and then let the investors choose who they're going to put money into. I mean, it's a self-regulating system. We've built up so much that we just need to maintain it. It'll grow on its own from there. But pulling back the capital from the ecosystem will do great damage.
Lauren Bigelow, CEO of Growth Capital Network, thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.